Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Colby Thomas, and today we will be talking about the newly released Mac Pro. Little disclaimer before we start, this might not all be correct information, but just know I'm giving you some information. So let's get into the specs. So for the base price of the Mac Pro, it is $6,000, and for the highest running processor in it, it's a $7,000 add-on, but it adds another $1,000 on your to check out, and then you'll subtract the rest later. I'll get more into that. And you'll be getting a 28-core Intel Xeon W processor. That's a little overkill, but on the other hand, there's an 8-core Intel Xeon W processor that's included with the $6,000 that you're already paying. So you basically pay nothing for that. So that's the stock. For the RAM, it comes with 32 gigabytes, but if you're buying one of these, you probably want to buy a lot of RAM, or a decent amount, and the highest amount of RAM you could buy is 1.5 terabytes, a little overkill, but that's for another $11,000, so a little car right there. And you would need the 28-core processor for that. And in my opinion, it would probably be better to get the small storage, or the decent one, which is the 64, and then go through there. Okay, so let's get into the graphics. I don't really know much of this. I'm just pulling this off the internet. Get the Radeon Pro 580X with 8 gigabytes of memory. I have honestly no clue what I just read, but there's that. And we are almost up already. And and for the higher and most expensive one, it's the 2 Radeon Pro Vega 2 Duo with 64 gigabytes of storage. I do not know how much that adds on, but I know it adds on a decent amount of money. So here's a little story. So one thing I hate about my iPhone is that I only have 64 gigabytes of storage on it. So it gets annoying because I'm a photographer and I'm always out of storage. But I've recently got 128 gigabyte USB stick that has a lightning connector on the end of it. I just plug it in my phone and it like backs up all the photos and videos and contacts and music and all that. So I'm sorry that I couldn't get to all the specs and all that for the Mac Pro. But in the next video, we'll be talking about the new iPad Pro. And thank you for listening to my podcast. See you next time.